you will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. You will hear 2 people talking about a crime.
Did you hear about the fire at the primary school?
Yes. Do you think one of the pupils did it?
No, though the police are looking for an arsonist. Witness saw a man in his 30s acting strangely around the school. They say he attended the school years ago.
Well, perhaps it could have been a teacher then.
No, it couldn't have been a teacher because every man who works there is over 40.
Now, listen again.
Did you hear about the fire at the primary school?
Yes. Do you think one of the pupils did it?
No, though the police are looking for an arsonist. Witness saw a man in his 30s acting strangely around the school. They say he attended the school years ago.
Well, perhaps it could have been a teacher then.
No, it couldn't have been a teacher because every man who works there is over 40.
Question 2. You will hear a news reporter talking about some criminals.
Several criminals made a run from the county jail. One of the men who escaped from a maximum security jail on Friday has reportedly been apprehended, according to police. When he attempted to board a ferry to leave the country, he was caught. However, officials think they have not left the country. 3 further prisoners are still on the run. Police issue a warning to the public not to approach these men because they are armed and dangerous. One of them are even skibidi-scooby.
Now, listen again.
Several criminals made a run from the county jail. One of the men who escaped from a maximum security jail on Friday has reportedly been apprehended, according to police. When he attempted to board a ferry to leave the country, he was caught. However, officials think they have not left the country. 3 further prisoners are still on the run. Police issue a warning to the public not to approach these men because they are armed and dangerous. One of them are even skibidi-scooby.
Question 3. You will hear 2 people talking.
Oh no. What's happened?
Well, I got in 5 minutes ago and the cat was in the house. You know I never leave him in the house when I go out. So I immediately thought that was a bit odd. Then I realized that the window had been broken. Someone had broken in and, well, I think they were looking for cash, but they couldn't have found any since it's in the bank. The worst thing is my tablet is missing.
No, I've got that. I took it to my uncle's house to ask him to fix some problems.
Ooh, that's a relief. You know I don't think the thieves had time to really search the house.
No, they must have heard the cat making a noise and left in a hurry.
Now, listen again.
Oh no. What's happened?
Well, I got in 5 minutes ago and the cat was in the house. You know I never leave him in the house when I go out, so I immediately thought that was a bit odd. Then I realized that the window had been broken. Someone had broken in and, well, I think they were looking for cash. But they couldn't have found any since it's in the bank. The worst thing is my tablet is missing.
No, I've got that. I took it to my uncle's house to ask him to fix some problems.
Ooh, that's a relief. You know I don't think the thieves had time to really search the house.
No, they must have heard the cat making a noise and left in a hurry.
Question 4. You will hear a reporter talking about a crime.
Startling discovery in a recent art theft case. In the middle of a small Penang town, 2 stolen paintings have been discovered in a private residence. These Monet paintings from the 19th century are highly expensive. They were taken from a huge collection of French paintings 2 years ago by artists whose works consistently fetch high prices. The artwork's owner is a businessman and art collector from the United Kingdom. He expressed his happiness that the paintings can finally be added back to his collection today. The owner of the residence where the artwork was discovered is being questioned by police. Further investigations are underway to determine if this...
Now, listen again.
Authorities have made a startling discovery in a recent art theft case. In the middle of a small Penang town, two stolen paintings have been discovered in a private residence. These Monet paintings from the 19th century are highly expensive. They were taken from a huge collection of French paintings 2 years ago by artists whose works consistently fetch high prices. The artwork's owner is a businessman and art collector from the United Kingdom. He expressed his happiness that the paintings can finally be added back to his collection today. The owner of the residence where the artwork was discovered is being questioned by police. Further investigations are underway to determine if this...
Question 5. You will hear two people talking.
Where's your brother then?
Promise not to tell anyone. He's doing community service.
Oh, I see. So he's working in a hospital or nursing home, is he?
No, nothing like that. He has to clean up the park. He's cutting the grass, painting benches, picking up litter, that sort of thing.
Oh, right. So what had he done then?
He and his friends were caught vandalizing the park. So now they have to fix it.
Oh, I see. Make the punishment fit the crime.
Yes, and they deserve it.
Now, listen again.
Where's your brother then?
Promise not to tell anyone. He's doing community service.
Oh, I see. So he's working in a hospital or nursing home, is he?
No, nothing like that. He has to clean up the park. He's cutting the grass, painting benches, picking up litter, that sort of thing.
Oh, right. So what had he done then?
He and his friends were caught vandalizing the park. So now they have to fix it.
Oh, I see. Make the punishment fit the crime.
Yes, and they deserve it.
Question 6. You will hear a policeman talking to some cyclist.
Hello, guys. I assume these are your motorcycles. You should register them for their safety. We advise that you register your bike because thieves frequently steal bikes and sell them. This indicates that a computer database lists you as the bike's owner. Thieves are aware that if they take a bike that is registered, the authorities will track out the genuine owner and catch the thief. All you have to do to access the service is go online to bikeregister.com.
Now, listen again.
Hello, guys. I assume these are your motorcycles. You should register them for their safety. We advise that you register your bike because thieves frequently steal bikes and sell them. This indicates that a computer database lists you as the bike's owner. Thieves are aware that if they take a bike that is registered, the authorities will track out the genuine owner and catch the thief. All you have to do to access the service is go online to bikeregister.com.
Question 7. You will hear a woman talking about an incident at an ATM.
One day, I was in such a hurry. I went to the cash machine, or ATM, on a Sunday to withdraw some cash. I completed the questions on the screen, and the 100 ringgit I requested, along with my card, came out. But my card wasn't there. I had just taken money out of their account, because the individual who had used the ATM before me neglected to take their card out. Because I had accidentally taken money from someone else, I was in for a severe shock. Naturally, I went to the police and reported what had happened, but they only instructed me to return the money and the card to the bank the next Monday.
Now, listen again.
One day, I was in such a hurry. I went to the cash machine, or ATM, on a Sunday to withdraw some cash. I completed the questions on the screen, and the 100 ringgit I requested, along with my card, came out. But my card wasn't there. I had just taken money out of their account, because the individual who had used the ATM before me neglected to take their card out. Because I had accidentally taken money from someone else, I was in for a severe shock. Naturally, I went to the police and reported what had happened, but they only instructed me to return the money and the card to the bank the next Monday.
That is the end of part one.